Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for this hour of worship. Your name is glorified already, Lord. We bring together everybody that is here this morning. We cover every individual in the blood of Jesus. Ask that, Lord, you open our hearts to hear your word and to receive it also. In the name of Jesus. We pray for some of our brethren who are not feeling well. They couldn't make it to church this morning. And the families that has traveled, Lord, we ask that you watch over them, Lord, and give healing to your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. My soul, magnify the Lord. My spirit praises Him.
One man could hold Him captive, even in the grave. Jesus is life.
Worship the Lord. Raise your hand and bless the name of the Lord. For God is worthy of our praise. And Sana King is.
Receive glory.
Goodness and for His wonder. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Who has broken the gates of brass and Hallelujah. Cut the bars of iron in sunder?
Hallelujah.
For the people of the Lord, to his glory, to his honor, to his majesty, we bow before you, Lord. We prostrate in obedience, Lord. We reverence you, Lord. We honor that mighty name, the name above every name. The name above every name. He said, the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Father, we prove your way. The power of blessing, Lord, over all that is here. Let that name be exalted. Let that name be magnified, even in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, praise team. Take your seats and be blessed. Thank you for what a wonderful praise you guys have rendered unto God this morning. The Lord is good. And his mercies does what? Endureth forever. Our ministration for this morning, the message, is lessons from your life mistakes. Lessons from your life's mistakes. Amen. Let me make it clear from the beginning here. That God says in his word, and we believe it, we should fight every day to overcome any fault or mistakes that is in our life, or sin. Say that, shall we abide in sin that grace may abound? Say, God does what? Forbid. The duty of every Christian every day is to move higher and higher, greater and greater, closer to God, unto the perfect day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And God wants perfection in us. And that is what we are fighting for. But we're going to bring some perspective this morning. As a minister of the Word of God, I've had to converse with many who are discouraged or who are being made to be discouraged because of their fights against sin, against mistakes. And some threw in the towel and some give up. Or some become complacent to the point that they just live in the same thing over and over and become chronic mistake people. They just give up fighting against those things. Whatever it may be. And we're going to look at some pictures of men of God and people of God from the scriptures. And the point of the ministration this morning is that what people see, what Satan tried to project to people, it's not the way God look at things. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, some mistakes are huge, life-changing situations. Some are trivial. I may not have carried that much weight, but it's still a mistake. Could be called an error, could be called sin in some cases. But God wants us, and that is the point we're going to stress on, to know that he loves you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And want you to see, if possible, what he is seeing. Because what we see at times, what Satan sees in us, what people see in us, are not necessarily the way that God looks or sees. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. When we are dealing with our Christian walk, I want you to know that it's a progressive journey. In other words, it's not just what started today that will be the end of it. That's a progress we make every day. And along the way, even as the Bible said it, the righteous may fall 7 times, but the Lord raised him up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And at times, the same scripture says that the evil person, maybe one time they trip and they are destroyed, but that's not the case with the righteous. God will still help you and pull you up. It depends on your attitude, your approach, the way you look at these things and the way you act on it. And that's what we're going to bring out this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, and if we take corrections, God will applaud us. That's what the Bible for. That's what the ministers are there to help you, guide you to take corrections and improve on your Christian walk. Children, that's what your parents are there for, if they are godly parents, to teach you how to navigate life. If you have fallen one way or made mistake one day, they are not there to suppress or destroy you. They are there to pull you up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, on the other side, Satan will try to accuse you, will try to put you to a point where you feel like you are useless, you are hopeless, I can never change, I can never do better, and some people start to yield. At times, it may even be people from the household of faith that may not allow you to outlive your mistake. They hold it over your head like the sword of Damocles, reminding you, Emmanuel, the mistake you made 15 years ago. Brother, this is your fault. They won't allow you to forgive or to forget. They won't allow you to move forward. And then at times, it is you yourself that is holding yourself in bondage. And I've met people in times along the way of ministration who will not move away from their yesterday mistakes, who still hold themselves in bondage because of their failures of yesterdays. They remind themselves, they feel they have not been forgiven. They feel they will never be forgiven because it's so big, it's so huge, it's just beyond comprehension what I have done. But God doesn't see it like that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us quickly look for the scripture of today, Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Quickly, please, whoever is on the board. Philippians 3, 13. Let's read together. Brethren, I count not myself to have what apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. What is behind is your yesterday. What is behind is the diamond in the rough. What is behind is what was buried. But now, what we are looking forward for tomorrow is what God has dug up yesterday or today. Amen? The same diamond. Dug up, cleaned it, washed it, and buffed it up maybe in the next 1 week or two years to come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Unto perfection. Amen? But people still see you are yesterday. Satan still see you are yesterday. You yourself still see your yesterday. And what does it do? It hinders you in your progress, in your Christian walk with the Lord. And when I look at the scripture, I start to look at people's life, the great men of God, over their lifetime.
And I see that what they wear at the end of the journey wasn't what they wear at the beginning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So there is a way to fail and fail forward. And there's a way to fail and fail backward. Now I'm here to encourage you this morning. God forbid that you should fail. That you should fail, please fail forward. Amen? Don't fail backward. Children, men and women in this ministry, or who are hearing me maybe over the TV in the nation of the world, I didn't introduce myself. My name is Pastor Emmanuel from GMI Church. If you're hearing me, if you fail, fail forward into the hands of the Lord. Don't fail backward. And we're going to look at some lives this morning. There's a right way and there's a wrong way to respond to your mistakes or failures. The first thing you have to know is that God loves you. I was surprised in talking to some people who sincerely believe that God hates them. That God hates them, and you are telling them that is not the case, that God loves you, and they say, no, God hates me. And why is that? Because of this and this and this I have done. Now, when you fail and fail backward, you are falling into the hand of Satan. When you fail and fail forward, you are falling into the hand of the Lord, because there is compassion, mercy, deliverance in his hand. Judas fell and fell backward. Now, Judas was a man in the Bible who is familiar with his Lord, and he called him Master, Jesus Christ. Satan came one day and told him to betray his master, and because he was greedy for money, he agreed, went to the chief priest and sold Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Matthew chapter 27 verse 3 to 5, please, quickly. Matthew 27, 3. But after he has failed, betrayed Jesus, then Judas, which has betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, he didn't know the extent they will go. Now they were about to kill the Messiah, which is why he came in the first place. Seeing that he was condemned, when he saw that he was condemned, he repented. What did the Bible say he did? What? Repented himself. Which is what God wants from me and from you. He did what? He repented. And to the extent that he was so ashamed, which many of us find ourselves in, of what we have done, of what we have been, that he brought the 30 piece, the whole money, 100%, again to the chief priest and said, take back your money. I've done evil. I have sinned against heaven and earth. I don't want anything to deal with this again. Let's go to 5. Go to 5:27-5. And when they say, no, we don't want your money, take it, whatever, you have earned it, he said, no. And he said, and he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and did what? Hanged himself. He fell backward. God didn't ask him to hang himself. He already saw his mistake and his sin. He was grieving about it. He was repented. The Bible says he repented of what he has done. But he was trusting in himself to deliver himself. He wasn't looking at God. He wasn't thinking about God. He wasn't thinking of the mercies of the Most High God. If he had thought about the message of the Most High God, he wouldn't have asked himself. He would have taken that mistake, which I'm going to point to some people this morning, who took even worse offense, worse mistakes, worse failures, and turned it around to the glory of God. But no, what did he do? He went and hanged himself. He just fulfilled Satan's plan. Satan told him there's no way out. And that's what Satan is telling many of us. And that's what people are telling many of us. And what some of us are even telling ourselves. Your sin is so grievous. Your failure is so bad. There's no way out. That is not the way God is with us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He fell backward. He tried to fix it by his own effort. It didn't work. Brethren, if you fell forward into the hands of the Lord. In his hand there is mercy, his goodness does not terminate with one failure or two or three. As I said in the beginning, we are not acknowledging sin or that you live a life of mistaken person. But yes, we mess up. Yes, we, in the world of America, screw up pretty bad at times. The system will not allow you to forgive, forget. Satan will not allow you to forget or move ahead. But Paul said here, yes, you know, I was part of those that killed Christians. I was part of those that tortured. I was part of those that the Bible said Saul went and wasted. That's the word the scripture says. He wasted them that believe. Wasting their life, their property, everything they are, he was taken away. But when he met Jesus, he fell forward into the hands of the Lord. And the same Paul, same Saul of Tarsus, become Paul the Beloved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. There was another man in the Bible called David. As we all know, the psalmist, good psalmist of Israel. He did a very evil thing. Here came the prophet of God, Nathan. And talking to David, he said to David, there's a man in this kingdom who have everything you can think of. Money, wealth, lambs, goats, cows, as the way they count riches in those days. And he have it in abundance. And here came, in the same kingdom, there's another man that have only one little this thing. I used to read that scripture and I laugh. The Bible said that this lamb, the animal has, they practically sleep in the same bed, eat the same food. That's how he treasured this little thing, this poor man, the only wealth he has, the only thing, good thing in his life. But then he said, here came a visitor to the rich man who is powerful, who is, have authority to do whatever he wants to do. And instead of taking in his thousands and thousands of sheep or goats or cows or whatever it is, he left it and went and took what? The poor man only resource. My God, the righteous David was angry. Like many of us, at times we forget what we have been or what we was. And when God had delivered us, we failed to consider other people. We look at down at them, we feel that they are nothing, you know, if only they forget that they were even worse than that. Somebody called me during the week, said, I'm tired of my children. I will do this to them, I will do that to them, I will do this to them, I'm tired. I say, what is going on? Now, I have known this person at least 30, 35 years ago. Somebody close to me. Tell me what the children are doing. Started narrating what the children were doing, how they are stubborn, they don't listen, and this and that. I say, that sounds like somebody I knew. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Say, what? I say, that sounds like somebody I know. And who is that? You. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You have forgotten? And he gave two or three instances, and she shut up. I didn't even go deep, because I know the headache she caused her mother in those days. So David stood up and said, give me that man. He's not worthy to live. I'm going to kill him, cut off his head, because how can he have all these riches, all this gold, all this whatever, all these animals, and then go and take, he become righteous indignation. And Nathan said, it is you. What? Yeah, it is you. What have I done? You have many women, says. As of then, I think he was married to three or four women already. I said, I don't know how many. Six, thank you. And if it were not enough, I will give you more. In the right way. The whole Israel is yours. The whole Judah is yours. Moab. All this country, the Canaanites, have given you dominion over them. But no, it has to be one, the man who is your neighbor there, what's his name? Uriah. That you have to go take his only wife, Bathsheba, and then do what? Commit this great sin against the Lord. And not only that, what did you do? When you find out that he's pregnant, you told the man to come from the battlefield where he was fighting for the people of God and say, come and sleep in your house so that it will be like you are the one that pregnanted the wife. Say, you have done this evil against the Lord. You killed him, you took his life, and this was the David, the great prophet, priest, and king David. Psalm 51. Please. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What did David do? He fell forward into the hands of the Lord. I'm telling you, in my own opinion, he committed more atrocity than Judas. Judas doesn't even know how far his action will go. He only sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. This guy took the man's life and took the wife to himself when he had every other thing under his command. But he did what he says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to what? Thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. If you look at the top of the Bible, it says this psalm was written by David after he has committed this sin against the Lord, against Uriah, against who? Against the wife, against the name of the Lord. That's when he wrote this. Go to verse 2, please, quickly. Verse 2. Wash me, what? Thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Go to 3. Continue fast. Verse 3. For I do what? I acknowledge my transgressions. He acknowledged his mistake. He knew that this mistake was made, and it is terrible. My God, me and you haven't done that. I don't think any of us have gone to that level. Maybe. I don't know. Never know. Take the life of a man over the wife. When you have plenty, more than you can even. But he did what? He immediately acknowledged his transgressions and do what? And fell forward into the hands of the Lord. Verse 4, let's go through it quickly, please. Quickly. Against who? Not against Uriah, not against Bathsheba. He went higher and judged himself that this is because these people are under him. These people are under his domain. He can do whatever with them, but he can't do it against God. He acknowledged that my sin has reached heaven. That's how bad it was. Against what? Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified. God is already justified. God wants to kill him, he will have killed him, he's justified. When thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. His condemnation was sure. a life for a life. Go on, verse 5, quickly. Quickly, please, verse 5. Behold, I was shaping in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive, giving an excuse. Go on, 6. Go on, please, go on. Verse 6. Who is on the board? Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Verse 7. Let's stop there. You say what? Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me with the blood of Jesus, and I shall be whiter than snow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, and he fell badly, bad judgment, bad mistake, bad decision, did evil, but he fell right into the hands of the Most High God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Is David the beloved? What did David do here? He allowed the word of God to judge him. And that's where many of us make mistakes when we fail or sin. We allow our conscience to judge us. What should judge you is the word of God, because that will bring repentance. Go back to the word and see that what you have done is bad. Your conscience will now back up what the word of God has said. And you know that the only way out is to humble yourself before God and turn away from your unrighteousness and ask for forgiveness and do your utmost best. I say, well, do your best not to return to that sin or mistakes again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Peter was a great man in Jesus Christ. Faithful. But he made a mistake that would have cost him all things. It wasn't as bad, or might be as bad, as Judas' sin. One day, Jesus Christ told him, his disciples, that they are coming to take me. The end of time for me is about to come. And Peter knew how he loved Jesus Christ as the Master and the Lord. The depth of his passion for this great man. And he said, Lord, if all men forsake you, if all men, everybody in this church, give up on you, Emmanuel, I will not give up. I'm right there behind you 100%, 110%, 550%. I will die before anybody will touch you. Immediately he made that statement, every other person chorus, me two, me three, me four, every one of them, say, we will never back and leave you or forsake you. And Jesus said, before the crow, the cock will give the third watch, cry the third time, you will have forgotten me 3 times. Say, nah, I know who I am. I know from the realms where I'm speaking. My love for God is so deep, I can't make such a grievous mistake. I will never forgive. That's why I say, if you think you are standing, do what? Watch. Lest you do what? Fall. Many of us get to a point we feel we can never make mistake. Can never fail. We are both failure. We have known the Lord so many for these years. We become careless in the way we talk. We become careless in the way we walk. Become careless in the way we look at other people. Become careless the way we think of other people. We don't accommodate people. We become like David. We look at it not knowing that it's just us that is speaking and doing the same thing, or have done the same thing. And we fail to walk in compassion towards others. In fact, some people almost look like they wish for the other person to fall in order to put them to shame. It is not right. It is not right. Be graceful to one another. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So this man, this great man, Peter, stalwart of Christian time, was there, and they came to take Jesus Christ, arrested him. And everybody was running helter and skelter, and he went and stood somewhere. And one little girl come and say, you look like one of those people who are following me. Say, what? Not me. Forget it. I'm not part of him. Another person come and accuse him. Say, no, I don't know him. Who are you talking about? Have nothing to do with that man. The third one came and the F-bomb started going out. He started cursing. Look at what he did in Matthew chapter 26, I think it's 73 to 74. Matthew 26, 73. The great Peter starts swearing, start cursing, throwing the F-bomb. And after a while came unto him, they stood by and said to Peter, surely thou art also, go back to 73. Thou art also one of them, for thy speech betrayed thee. And 74, great Peter started swearing. 74, please. Then began he to curse and to swear. Curse up everybody there. Curse up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Saying, I know not that man. And immediately the cock crows. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But later on, we knew that Peter fell forward. He became such a rock, such a solid pillar in the household of God, that till today, we are still talking about the great things that God has used him to do. The mighty miracles, the deliverance he used him to wrought. Because what? He fell forward into the most hand of the most mighty God. Now, there are many great people in the Bible that have failed and made mistakes. We can name so many of them. Every one of them, or most of them that we heard of today, they fell in their way, either when they were beginning in the ministry or when they were not there, or even along the way. Paul, as we stated, you know how he killed and destroyed, and then one day he turned around and went to the Lord. Look at Abraham. Abraham, of all people, the father of faith. I was reading about his life, and there are so many things he did that will make me ashamed. I think I probably would do better in some areas. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's my beautiful wife there. Abraham came to this country, was living there, and immediately judged everybody in that nation as sinners, ungodly people. Just say everybody here is full of it. They are evil, they are ungodly. You know what, my wife, Sarah? You are beautiful. If any one of them asks you, do not even say one word that you are my wife. Say what? You are my sister. That's Abraham. So then, the king of this nation saw a beautiful woman and said, who is that? He said, my wife, Abimelech. Say, not my wife, it's my sister. So, well, great. Mind if I marry her? No problem. So Abraham actually took the wife and gave to another man to marry the man. And Sarah went all the way to the house of the man. In fact, that's just plain nasty. Cowardly. Shameful. I'm pretty sure some women will have a word to describe it better than me. That your husband will take you and give out like that and say, it's my sister. Do whatever you want. I want my life preserved. Huh. If you have money, when they come out, they will sue you with everything you have and won. No judge in the court will have mercy on you, especially if it's a woman judge. So he gave his wife. But God preserved this man, who is actually a righteous man, from touching this woman, and came to him along the way in the middle of the night and said, you're a dead man. And Abimelech said, oh, why am I a dead man? What have I done? You just took the wife of another man. But Lord, he told me that it is the sister. I said, that's why I haven't killed you yet. Return him. He quickly packed her back to Abraham, even gave her a gift. Please, just take it and go. Angel of the Lord come and say, "Boom, I'm dead, and I don't want to die. Why did you tell me this?" That's Abraham. In another occasion, the wife said, "Well, I haven't had a baby. Go in unto my servant." Woo! Didn't even pray about it. That beautiful young girl had been eyeing before. He jumped into it, go had a birth. The girl got pregnant, had Ishmael. The wife said, "This girl is becoming a nuisance." Said, "Cool. So your servant do whatever you want with her. Why did you even listen to me in the first place?" The wife will accuse. Should have said no, which he should have said no, but he didn't say no. So what happened? Abraham, this great man, this said, I can name some more, did what? Decided to send this girl with the child away. And Abraham has money, he has wealth, he's a billionaire in his day. Do you know what the Bible says? He took a loaf of bread and a bottle of water and gave them and said, "Go, go, go, go." Just like that. Lord have mercy on me, I think I will be more compassionate. The girl went and was dying in the wilderness, if not for the mercies of the Lord, with the child. Send her away casually like that. But you know what? Years later, the same Abraham, today we know him as what? As the father of faith. A man, he was a diamond in the rough. It took time for God to dig him out, wash him, clean him up, brush him up, and become the real thing because he shows by faith. Through the progressive journey of redemption and grace of God, he became what he was. Now people can see him and say, "Woo, this is what he was." But God was seeing what he will be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God is seeing what you will be. Not just what you was, not just what you are now, but what you will be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now here is what Satan does to paint us in the negative. I will use probably this as the last one. There are so many of them. I can go through this scripture, name every one of them, only few who are probably in the nature of Christ that God used him as a typo, or is he Moses? He killed somebody. Boom, killed somebody. Do you think that he killed and then ran away and did other things? Is it Jonah, the great prophet? That one didn't even want to preach the word of God to people. He wanted them to all die and perish. That's the great prophet. And so on and so forth. Now there was one they called Balak. A seer, a diviner, a prophet that talks with God, that hears from God and so on. And he was so greedy to the point that he doesn't know God told him, "Don't go." He came back and prayed again and said, "Well, go." Because when God said no, you don't need to come back and ask again the second time. He doesn't change, he's not man. So he said, "Okay, go on." And he went. And he was so greedy that his donkey was seeing better than the prophet seer himself. The donkey was able to see the angel standing on the way to kill him, and he couldn't even see it. And when the donkey started to speak to him, God opened the angel, opened the mouth. He was talking to donkey. That's how much greed that has taken. Even an Igbo man would do that. Once the donkey starts speaking, he said, "Man, now what is going on here?" He started speaking to donkey. He started talking, "If I would have killed you, and this and that." And then God opened and saw the angel. "My God," he said, "sorry. Can I go by?" I said, "No, go. But whatever I tell you to say, say it." Blessed be the name of the Lord. So he went and fulfilled the ordinance of God. He built seven altars, seven oxen, seven rams, 21 of them, according to 777, to fulfill the plan, the way God talks, divine talks to them in those days. And so, when he went, God, who sees not just what is, but what will be, start to tell him, about the blessedness of the people he's about to curse. He came back to his employer, Balak, and said, the people you tell me to curse are blessed. In fact, to tell you the truth, let my end be like them. He said, what? I called you to curse and you are turning to bless. You know what? And this is the point I want you to notice. Forget that I show you the front. Come and let me show you the backward. The backsliding ones, the stragglers, the drunkard among them that wake up late. And then, in the 3 or 4 miles of people walking, there are always the people in. See the hinder part of them. People will not see the good in you most of the time. They want to showcase the worst in you. Satan will not show the best in you. He wants to showcase the worst of you. And at times you do the same thing. No. You are a diamond in the rough. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is something in you that can never be taken away. There is something in you that can never be diminished. It will only grow stronger and stronger unto the perfect day in Jesus' name. Don't allow the enemy to swap you out like that. So after he looked and looked and looked at the hinder, the worst part of Israelite, he still said, that God said to me, tell you, Balak, that God is not man that he should repent. That is not man, the son of man, that he should change his mind. That this nation, you show me the worst part of them, they are still blessed. That there is no divination against them, and there is no enchantment against Jacob. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So it doesn't matter. You have to fail forward and continue. Don't allow your yesterday mistake to hold your miracle of tomorrow. Many of our miracles are being delayed because we still blame our yesterday. We still hang on to our yesterday. We still know that we disobeyed father, we disobeyed mother, we disobeyed God, we disobeyed ourselves, we did it wrongly. But we serve a merciful God. His way is beyond the understanding of ordinary man. He said that if I confess my sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the God we serve. Amen. Don't allow Satan to tell you that you cannot make it in this Christian race. I don't encourage you to fail, to continue sin, as some people, they go back to sitting in church and confess their sin every week. Fight to be better than that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Seek to be better than that. Strive to be better than that. That's what God calls me and you. The life of righteousness. But the process might not be overnight. It may be that you may have to work harder, pray harder, listen harder. Wait on the Lord. Fast. Do whatever it is to fight against those sins that will destroy you. But no matter what happened along the way, do not give up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. My advice to us is, look at these people. I'm going to name some of them. I wrote it down here. Let me see. I say Saul of Tarsus became Paul the apostle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Peter the deserter became what? Peter the beloved. The faithless and cowardice Abraham became the father of faith. The liar and cheater Jacob became a prince with God. Even Noah, the drunkard, made it to become one of the heroes of faith. I can name so many more. That we look at and say, great people, wonderful people. It wasn't always so. But God is good. If you are listening to me this morning, or you will listen to me later on, know that God loves you. He's not like men. He's not like women. He's not like people of this world. He's able to see both the beginning and the end. So what me and you can see is only a window of time. God is able to see the whole picture. And his plan for you, the destiny has mapped out for you, his intention for you, the end is so bright and so wonderful that if only you can see it, if only you can be able to picture it or imagine it, you'll be dancing with your head on the floor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You'll be so joyful because that is what how God has planned. But it's a work in progress. And this work, you cannot take it for granted. You can't continue in sin that grace may abound. No. You cannot become a perpetual backslider, chronic one. No. You have to strive every day. You have to work every day. The Emmanuel that is speaking to you today was not what I was 10 years ago or 20 years ago. I know that in my life there is a progress being made daily by the grace of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Unto that perfect day. And that is what I'm encouraging us today. If you have taken or may even fall, make sure it is forward. Do not allow Satan to pile guilt upon you to the point that you will give up the grace of God. Amen? One of the common mistakes we make every day in our life is that we tend to run before God. Go before him. Don't go before God. If you run before God, you'll be tired. Follow him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Time will not allow us to go into detail on this. But let us stand on our feet as we pray. If you are here and you haven't given your life to Christ, I'm calling on you. God is good. Amen? And his mercy does what? Endure forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Apostle Paul, even in his greatness, a mighty man of God, he says, I consider not myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting yesterday, I move forward unto greater things. And God is able to do it in Jesus' name. Say, just as I am, without one plea, but Jesus' blood and his righteousness has delivered all of us through that wonderful grace of God. Please, brethren, strive to be what God calls you to be. Fight hard in this Christian journey. A day is coming when we don't need to fight again, when we can put down our sword, our shield, our weapons that we use to fight because we have made it to the end. But as of now, we are still in this world, and thanks be to God for his grace. The battle continues. Do not give up in the name of Jesus. Raise your hand and say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who have shown me mercy in the land of the living. Who have kept us all even from beginning even to this hour. And is able to keep us even to the times to come. Because his mercy endures forever. Father, I pray for these ones and for myself. I pray for those who are watching. Now, if you are there watching and you haven't known the Lord. If you are there, you haven't come to that grace. I invite you to come and taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Give your life to Christ. From that day, the journey begins. From that day, start to count the clock. But God will walk with you every step of the way. Do not go before him. Always stay by his side or behind him. Let him guide you through the way. If people are holding judgment over you, if men or women or the system or Satan or yourself is holding yourself in that judgment, know that God's mercy endures forever. If your sin is forgiven, he's not going to hold it unto you again. Blessful God he is. Father, I pray that anyone among us who are burdened or who have committed things in the past, that right now they are going through the burden, the outcome, the wages of sin, Father, Lord, let your mercy overrule in the name of Jesus. Let your mercy overrule, Lord. Remember Jehovah God, even as David says, that in iniquity we were fashioned, and even in sin he said, our mother conceived us. Father, Lord Jehovah God, but we are trusting in your mercies. He said, wash us, Lord. There is one, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ, who will take our sin, crimson, heavy stain, and he said he will wash it white as snow. And this we believe, and we receive it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you all.